Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
I just said hee hee.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I've...
Sorry. Welcome to episode 72 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. And we are hosted on the Rampage Network at rampagenetwork.com, a webcomics community. I'm Fess of psiwebcomic.com, and with me, finally, is Tanya of betapone.com. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, hello. I always feel so welcome. It's a wonder that I ever leave.
We also have, to the right, Mark Savory of autumnlake.com.
Hello.
And, this week we really don't have that much to talk about because I really haven't had that much time to sort things out. I'm busy preparing for PenguinCon.
PenguinCon!
Woohoo!
And part of that involves creating a PowerPoint presentation for Jenny Everywhere.
Penguin Connery.
As well as developing the Shifter Archive's own Jenny Everywhere character. And all I can say is that while I'm looking at this, I mean, okay, my thing is at 8 a.m. in the morning and on Sunday, and, well, nobody's going to show up at all. I mean, who's going to wake up that early on the Sunday of the con at 8 a.m.? To listen to a long, boring presentation.
I guess, not me.
Yeah, see? Bastard.
No, we'll be at the table helping to sell your stuff while you're off.
I don't have anything to sell.
Okay, we'll be at the table selling our stuff. What the frag?
I got cards. I got cards, and I just found out I approved the card and the number, phone number's wrong. Oh, well.
Nice.
Well, it has the website, and the real phone number's on there. But yeah,
I bet the wrong number goes to some like inappropriate company.
Well,
because that always happens when you get one digit off. It's a porn line.
It's because it's a lot of averages. There's a lot of porn lines. So
well, I went to Vistaprint.com and I got my things through there. I went through Buy.com.
Yeah,
and I clicked on there. You can get $25 towards your purchase if you try one of these sites. So I clicked on that, and so I got $25 towards Buy.com and. And then I used all the deals, whatever, for cards, and ultimately got with shipping for $25, 1,000 business cards, which is pretty decent.
And Vistaprint is a good company. They do good work, and you know you get a proof right there online. You don't have to like
which I didn't pay attention
out.
Apparently, but I got some Festivus.
I got some turned out good, I think.
Yeah, I got some Festworks cards, and I got some Jenny Everywhere cards, which look awesome. So, and I'm also getting some Ardra cards. So, yay.
Majesty's Secret Linux.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Penguin Connery. Same.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
What I wanted to mention was... Let's see here.
Sorry.
Okay, just to go over some of the things that have happened over the past couple of weeks. We had Webcomic Beacon Awards, and I'm not sure if I mentioned it.
Beakies.
But yeah. We had some posts. There was, when I first posted about the Webcomic Beacon Awards, when we were going to present, I used an image that was drawn by John of the webcomic Gypsy, which is a cute little innocent looking, Becky in front of a... It's very cute looking, but it wasn't tall enough for me to use in the actual cover, so I posted it there. And Gypsy you can read at girlomatic.com/comics/gypsy.php.
What I can say about Gypsy is every page... I know John Peters. Every page has some little nudge to some... you know, video game, pop culture reference, song, something, every single page. It's like a find a clue. I love that he does that. A lot of them are really, really subtle, but they're good.
Alrighty. And that's Gypsy. Also for on, when we had I had the not broadcasting live on Sunday post with some recommended listenings, basically all the ones with like, high rollers for guests essentially. And a couple of personal favorites. The art was done by Julie of Song of Strago, which is at webcomicsnation.com/strago/strago, apparently. I think they're also on Drunk Duck as well, but it's just a cute little kind of pose, which is kind of cute and everything. I forgot to... There was some miscommunication for episode 71's cover image, so I'll try to get that. I'll either use a stock something or I'll draw it. Unless somebody tonight wants to go ahead and draw it, if they can get it to me in the next day or two, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So if interested, I want Becky maybe holding a drunk duck that's passed out in her arms or something. I don't know, something funny. But in any case, if anybody out there would like to do a general Becky cover art for one of our episodes, go ahead and send it to us. Don't just put only your character or something like that in there. I'm really just looking for Becky images, general ones. If you can incorporate some of your characters or not, or if you can incorporate your characters into it to be funny or whatever, go ahead. I just need to put my foot down on that one. Just because. But you can send us an email at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. In any case, let's go to the phone lines. Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
And this is CJ from SteelersComic.com.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you get?
Hello. I was trying to remember how to say your first name properly. Carlisle.
Best Buy. Yeah. Thank you. I'm very impressed.
Yay. So what goes on in your neck of the woods?
Nothing much. I just know that I'm starting up a new job at the beginning of the next month, and my Sundays are going to be booked, and just wanted to get a chance to say hi to you guys before, the next 4 months before I might not have a chance otherwise. So.
What kind of job do you
considering
get?
Considering that this is the first, I'm going to be doing some caricatures.
Fine.
Oh.
So like a local mall or for something a little bit more prestigious or something?
Well, I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to be too specific.
Okay,
otherwise.
Okay.
But yeah, since y'all were the first ones to ever mention me on a podcast, I thought I'd come by and say, wanted to make sure there wasn't any kind of fetish comic type of thing going on this week or something.
Well, it's not planned, but... Tanya's
sorry
here
to disappoint
and,
you.
Yeah, Tanya's here, so who knows?
Nope.
Yeah, I apologize for my very presence. I will keep it clean while you're on the phone. That's all I can offer.
Well, that I was just saying, I gotta hold the phone with my hand. And,
I understand. I do understand. I will try to keep it tame enough that we don't go overboard.
Do like me and go wild.
It would be a great
That's nice.
But as what's going on with my comic, I've been working on another project that I'm going to be talking about probably in the next couple months. I'm not going to really talk too much about it today, but
well,
I am working on something.
Is it an art project or a webcomic project, or can you give us the genre?
It'll be involved with my site.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, well, that works.
But I'm trying to make sure I update more often. I know... you're not one that looks at blogs and stuff, but I'm trying to add on more sketches and try to, my comic is very story-based driven, and unfortunately I'm only able to have enough time to get 2 updates a week, which is kind of counterproductive, so I'm just trying to get people more reasons to come by to the site, so I try to get, at least 5 or 6 updates per week, blog posts or whatnot, of at least sketches, if nothing else.
Well, that works. I guess as long as you keep some sort of schedule and people know what's coming, it should work.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to try when I come back off of hiatus for my webcomic. I'm committing to 2 updates a week, and if I have another one, I'll update on Monday or something like that. But I just need the time right now, and you need time for stuff that pays, and versus I need time for stuff that I pay for.
Nice. It's a personal choice. It all comes down to
I don't think it's,
priorities.
I don't know. I think it's just bad decisions on my part, but
well, it's priorities.
It's lack of challenge.
Well, I'm putting off Clasper to talk to you guys, so.
Yeah. Let's see. I think I'm looking at. Let's see here. Yeah, you got milestoned twice. It looks like.
Yeah.
That sounds.
I think it was Benjamin Warden had mentioned that he had sent that off to you, so I didn't want you to think that I was just spamming your email, telling you that I got.
No, no. If something goes wrong with the notes, I do blame George. So.
Oh yeah, I upgraded WordPress, which was something I've been putting off for months.
Why? What version were you using?
I was using 2.61. Now I've got 2.71.
Okay.
And I'm loving it, actually.
You like that freaking left sidebar thing?
What's that?
You like the left sidebar crap?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
I'm still getting to it.
Okay, but, well, ugh. I
mean,
prefer...
I like the threaded... I like the threaded comment system and stuff that I'm able to implement it now.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but the behind it... See, I use... what is that? I use what is it? The O's admin drop down menu, which is a plugin that it gets rid of the left hand thing, puts it all at the top with the hover over drop downs, and it's so much nicer. You don't need to scroll down to figure out where the frick you're going to be clicking next and everything. But that's me, you know.
And that threaded comment system is the best thing I've seen of the upgrade. And it took me a little while. I spent all day doing that update as well as the new Comic Press, trying to implement that.
All right.
And kind of having to restick in some stuff from my site. But I was able to get rid of some of the annoying things. Like, for some reason, I changed some of my CSS to a point where every third update would be really small lettering of the title.
Yeah, I found if you mess with, I guess, the header... things. I didn't even know this because when I first started working on it, I was just like, ooh, what does this do? Change that. Oh, that changed that. And then, oh, I can't figure out what it changed. And then now I can go back and actually recall. And so, for some of them, it's like I've deleted entire pieces of code that I have to go back and look at the new stuff. It's, oh, crap. I needed that. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Well, that should go without saying, though.
It should, but it apparently didn't. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You listened to the award show, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, I didn't hear my name, so I was all crying into my pillow that night. But besides that, I thought it was... I got
ouch.
To check out some new stuff like that.
Well, alrighty then.
That crowd goes silent.
Well, well,
I think y'all chose some ones that I've been. I'm surprised how little of them I had heard of before. I mean, I don't read many comics as it is, but it's nice to get to find out some new strips that are out there. Or, I guess, yeah, technically a lot of them are new strips.
Well, this should have all been new strips. Yeah. Well, except for Ink Tank, apparently, which is maybe a decade old. It just relaunched. Oops. No, the thing is that I'm actually keeping track now of new webcomics on the Rampage Network forums and also the Webcomic List forums. And already we're up to... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Well, okay, at least almost as much as we already had. So, whoever judges next year is going to hate me. But we'll develop some.
Why wait for next year?
We'll develop some new way of looking at these, and they'll probably be a little bit more practical and realistic as far as webcomic viewing goes. But in any case. Well, thanks for calling in, CJ. We're going to go to the next people, next call in then.
Thanks for having
me. Hey, no problem. And you can check out CJ's comic at stealthiscomic.com.
So there.
Yeah, so there. Hello, is Dromos on the line?
Oh!
Yes, I am.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I wasn't actually thinking of talking about anything. I just called in because my internet was bad. Hi.
Well, too bad. But this is Dromos of Exerion. Some way. Yeah, I'm just making fun.
And legacycomic.com and darkreflections.exerion.com and Nick Princess. I am sort of executive producer.
I'm pretty sure we're not going to link all of those.
Okay.
Just because. Maybe a couple of them. Let's see here. Okay, my mind totally went blank. So what's going on in your neck of the woods?
What's going on in my neck of the woods? Well, I'm getting ready for my first sort of semi-official con, RavenCon, down in Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. I have merchandise, unlike Albany Con when the books didn't arrive in time. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually going to see what's happening. I was arguing on the chat room. Because I still don't see the value of cons. I don't understand them. It doesn't add up. I mean, I look at how much it's costing me to go down there, and I'm saying, I could buy a lot of ad space for that.
Okay, this is my personal opinion of conventions. I think that conventions, more than about marketing your stuff, are about marketing you. If you can make a personal connection with people, they're more loyal to your comic. They'll check out the comic. If they like it, they'll be more loyal to you because they've met you and they like you. And, you know, if you're marketing, hopefully they like you. You market yourself at cons. You are the convention product. Everything else that's on your table is remember me. That's the way I look at conventions. And it has been very, very successful for me. If I can have a 5-minute conversation with somebody and they only leave with a $1 item, I'm okay with that because they'll read the comic. And if something comes along later that they like, they'll buy that. So I look at conventions entirely as advertising and entirely as advertising me.
I can, for the price of a con, I can get enough advertising to get thousands of extra people coming to my site. And there's going to be someone who comes to the site. There's going to be an equal, if not more, number of people who come to the site who like just the comic. I mean, for example, Sinfest.
Yeah.
You don't know who the heck that guy is, and he does great because they just like what he's doing.
Well, maybe he just has a better comic than me.
Yeah.
I have to use all the guns is what it comes down to. I mean, and maybe that's it. If you think your money is better spent on advertising, then by all means do that. I still think that, you know, conventions have some sort of value in that, you know, you're making a face-to-face connection. I've met the Sinfest guy, actually. At a convention, no less.
You his comic opposed to before when you hated it?
You know, I didn't hate it before. You're absolutely correct. But you can market things at a convention in such a way that you will at least break even. All you're out then is time. And that's face-to-face time with people, which I just really think it's more important than most people might think. I understand it's an internet community and there's other ways to connect with people. And I, you know, I'm a big believer in those too. You should have forums and answer emails and all of those other things. But I really think there's a lot of value, in standing up to convention. If nothing else, you know, I've gotten emails from people saying, you know, I'd never heard of your comic before, but so-and-so knew so-and-so knew so-and-so who went to this convention last year. And she said, you were really funny. So,
boy, was she disappointed.
Yeah, crap.
Now, the one defense in conventions that I have found, I've done a couple of conventions, one where I was just sitting there and one where I did a panel. And the panels are fun, or at least for me. Those are very fun.
I love panels.
Because I'm beginning to think that there's no point to go to a convention unless you can get on a panel of some sort. because
I think there's no excuse in going without trying to get on a panel. Yeah. But
because
yeah.
For the first half of the convention, I wasn't on the panel. No one was talking to me. Mm-hmm. Second half of the convention, after I did the panel, now people have reasons to come up and talk to me. And that's when I started making connections with people. And before I did that panel, I was no one, and no one wanted to talk to me. So that was my one lesson learned, although I'm still a little skeptical. We'll see how it goes.
I will admit there is a lot of difference there. There is a lot of difference between, when I've been sitting at a table, kind of doing my thing and, and then after a panel. And there's always this nice little rush directly after a panel that went really well, where people are seeking you out. And that's great. I mean, the little rushes are good. But I also think it has a lot to do with what you're doing at your table. I know a lot of people that I think should be really big draws. You know, they do good panels. They have a lot to say. And then they go back to their table and they kind of draw while people sort of walk by. And if you're not working the table, it's not going to matter either. You can kind of set up and have your own little mini panel right at your own table and draw people there and talk to them, which helps. But once you're on a panel, I think people start to look at you as an authority, regardless of how bizarre that might be, like in my case. they're like, look, somebody wanted her to talk. She must be important. And
panel?
You'd be amazed at some of the things I've said at panels. Oh, my God. There's been a couple of conventions I thought I was going to get thrown out of. So maybe that's it, too. Maybe I'm completely wrong because everything I do is centered around sex. So,
well, you got boobs. I mean, no wonder you're going to be popular.
It might be slightly skewed. But, when you look at the people that I really see, just Jeff Jacks, okay? Questionable Content is a huge comic, and there are lines for every one of his tables. All he really has time to do is sit, look up long enough to hear what it is you want him to draw for you, and then get back to work. You also have people like Jenny Breeden, who's like actively pulling people to the table, even though she's got a mass of people there. I think, everybody kind of has a different con style, but I don't know. I can't get past the idea that making that personal connection is really important.
Being passive aggressive at a con does not help.
I don't think it does. Well, yeah, if you're sitting there like, screw you people, I'm not making any money.
Twiddle my thumbs.
I'll draw you a picture if you really want it, I suppose.
Another fucking loser.
Really what you want. No Eeyores at cons, you're saying.
Yeah, you need to. But
I also have a problem with I'm not an artist, and that's a real strike against you at these cons, because no one wants to talk to you. If you say I write, and they're like, "Oh, good for you," then do you have an artist around here?
But isn't that special?
Isn't that special?
I will give you that it's a little more challenging because you don't have that, hey, will you do my sketchbook kind of, draw.
I'll write you a short story.
Here, just wait 15 minutes.
I can't write short. I've never read the text in comics. It's like words. That's why I do it.
You are slightly verbose for short stories. I don't see you doing a lot of 30-second stories. You're right. That's a harder road to plow. I don't really know, because you don't have those easy grabs. You don't have the here, let me draw on you for 5 minutes, or you don't have pull.
Yeah.
I don't know. Be larger than life, I guess.
And maybe learn to draw or something like that. But in any case,
that didn't work so well.
but anyway, Dromus, thanks for calling in. We got to take a quick break. And again, you can find Dromus's main comic at xturn.com. And what's the other one? Legacy something?
LegacyComic.com and KnitPrincess.com. It's not done by me, but done by a friend, and I sort of help her out.
Well, alrighty. We're going to go to break. Right out.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
We got another call in.
Ooh. Oh boy!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Zach.
Hey.
Hey, Zach.
You hear me?
Yeah. What's going on, Zach of Insert Comic here?
Oh yeah. Oh, hang on. I gotta mute this other thing. I'm getting an echo.
Ah.
Yes.
I see.
That.
Just woke up and smoked a bowl. It sounds like.
Huh? No, I'm using a mediocre microphone now. I can't find the other one. And I'm not exactly sure how this one works, so I'm kind of holding it away from me.
You sound great.
Sounds fine right there. So what's going on?
Nothing much. You know, I did that contest a while back. That's pretty much all that's going on my site.
But that's over with. So what have you done for us lately?
So what have I done for you lately? You still have a picture that I gave you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, we'll use that for this episode.
That's lately enough.
There we go. Well, awesome. This week's cover has been brought to you by Zach of Insert Comic here.
And it's so appropriate for this episode.
So there you go. Awesome.
Yay!
Let's see here. Oh, hey. You just did a Find Jenny Everywhere type of thing, and you just did the reward wallpapers.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Union of Heroes Jenny Everywhere?
Yeah, I don't know.
The photo comic. Union of Heroes.com. Jenny Everywhere has appeared in person. So while we've already had a real life Jenny Everywhere in a comic before, it was a failed single strip comic that didn't go on any farther. But
she had red hair. I don't know. She was fair skinned. Even
it doesn't have to be all that. You know, there's some variation is allowed.
Yeah, I guess.
I was geeking out about it. I was like, yee!
The red hair, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to be doing a panel in Michigan. I think, where do you live? Didn't you live somewhere up here somewhere?
Me?
Yeah, don't you live somewhere in the northern states?
No, I live far away from any kind of conventions at all.
Oh, okay.
Where
I can't
are you?
Afford.
What state?
Texas, man.
Oh, that's right. I think you remember.
There are huge conventions. Wizard World comes to Texas. What the hell?
Wizard World?
Yeah.
Does that have to do with comics?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, just a little bit?
Print just comics. A touch. Print comics,
know.
But webcomicers go there too. Yes.
Well, see, I didn't know that. All I ever found out about conventions was that there was a con here, and that was it.
There are actually lots of good cons in Texas. Are you in the chat room at all?
I'm gonna
put up a link.
I keep looking in there, you know, every once in a while. But
let me
just Skype text him too.
Oh, I will Skype text you. Woohoo! And I'll put it up in the chat room too. But
where's the Skype text at?
It'll pop up once you send it.
Yeah, it's all good. Here we go. Everyone should know about fanboys convention lists.
Fanboys convention. Oh, they
fanboys
have a
convention
list.
And you can look it up by name, by date, and by location. You get a location, United States, Texas. There are 14 listings. You have no excuse.
Except for that, I don't have time.
Well, oh, see, now the rest of these come out.
You see, unless you're doing as much as I'm doing, no one can use that. Use that excuse unless they're doing as much as I'm doing.
What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. a webcomic, script writing, the webcomic beacon, the Shifter Archive. If any, at work, sleep. You just got what, one comic.
I got that. Yeah, I got one comic, but I update twice a week.
I also, update 5 days a week.
Yeah, look at Mark.
But then I don't have a life, so that is the...
Also got a job and classes to do, man.
Oh, class. Okay.
I got a job, and, well, I still have no life, so...
Well, I have very little, so, you know, you might be
Sounds
ahead.
Sounds like you have more than me, though.
More than you? I don't know.
Okay, I don't update very often, so I can't
really,
talk, but... Yeah. I do have a life when I do conventions. I've got a couple families I'm trying to keep track of here, and, you know, two kids, work full time.
Tanya's name popped up on my little conversations thing.
Yep. Right?
That's because I sent you a link to the 14 major conventions in Texas.
Well, I don't know. Last time I got a call in here, another window popped up with conversations in it.
Did you update Skype?
It updated itself.
Yeah, I hate the freaking update of Skype. It pisses me off. Everything's like in one window. It's like, fuck this. I didn't upgrade my other Skype because I don't know how to downgrade or anything on my other one. So my laptop has old Skype.
So it's all in one window? So where is it? Do I just double click on her name?
Sure, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how the bastards...
Morphicon. There you go, Fess. An anthropomorphics convention in Ohio. Morphicon.
See, everyone should know about Fanboys Convention.
I'll probably be going to Midwest Fur Fest.
Copied it.
I don't know. Would you say that you're seeing a girl if you went on a date and then you went to her place and hung out with her friends during the art night, watched movies, and then are going to have a second date coming up soon? Would you say that's dating?
I guess so.
No, I would not say that's dating. You're not dating.
Well, I'll see.
You're not dating until she says you're dating.
Okay.
When you lose count, that means
seeing or the person that I am looking to have another date with, does some work at Midwest Fur Fest, and that's one I've actually been trying to go to as well as Anthrocon for the past couple of years. So that's probably the next closest one I'll get. But what is that? What, Anthropomorphicon? What?
So you're
now the truth comes out. You're a furry gigolo.
Yeah, right.
You're just trying to get, like, free tickets to the Fur Fest.
No, I wouldn't.
From the person that works there, you furry gigolo.
She helps out.
Yeah, you want her to help you out, Mr. Furry Dude.
In any case, Zach, anything new and interesting coming up on your comics?
Well, I'm thinking about, I don't know, I keep thinking about starting a separate storyline in the random strips, but that's crazy to think about.
Well, you separate.
They do kind of cease to be random.
Well,
yeah, but now they're going to be random, but in a way that's like a story.
Okay, well, do you have like different casts per each of them? Because I just noticed recently, I haven't gone back and read your archives, but
random ones aren't very good.
Well, no, I'm saying like you got Robbie and all the basically these other characters that are like at home characters, and you have like all like this government aliens and stuff going on. I mean, do the casts intertwine as far as the storyline versus the random strips go? Because you have a lot more fourth wall stuff and the random stuff, and I'm thinking that's on purpose.
Yeah, because it's funny. I like it. I like it when people break the fourth wall. In fact, I was going to have a comic about that, being like, did we ever have a fourth wall? I think that we didn't get one installed.
It just never showed up.
Yeah, it never showed up for work. No one noticed.
I like the idea of the fourth wall as an entity. It's a thing that's supposed to keep you contained.
Like a sensor.
Exactly. He just didn't show up for work. I think that's good. I don't like that.
Yeah, I was just going to tackle, you know, like breaking the fourth wall, you know, again and having a storyline breaking the fourth wall. But, you know, like all the random ones that I do, I always kind of, you know, think that I'm kind of like trying to build a world around these characters. with the random ones.
I say go for it, personally, but that's me. And apparently if things I do are wrong to some people. But whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Wow.
It's just that I've been reading more and more webcomics recently, and I keep finding that, you know, pretty much there's, like, these characters who are exactly the same character as Zach, so, like, I'm an unoriginal person. So, like, I found some people that actually look, you know, like, exactly the same, only well-drawn.
Yeah, nice.
Like, have you ever heard of a poison wind?
No.
I think it's a link to cascading failure. I can't find it anymore. Mm. I think it may have died, so I don't have to worry about that. But that guy, he has a character which I guess represents himself, and it looks exactly the same. Yeah. Except for more awesome.
Yeah, Jules sent me a link actually not too long ago with a character that looked just like a really well-drawn Janine, who happens to be a college co-ed lesbian. But beyond that...
Oh, Plastic Girl. Yeah,
so yeah, even... Plastic Girl. It's like, look, if I could draw, that's what she'd look like. That's awesome.
And even the person she would be, right?
No. No, no, no.
A little too girly for us.
No. I gave up women because of crazy. A while ago, so, yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
Oh, yeah, and then I found this have you guys ever heard of Jolly Jack?
No.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Look up Jolly Jack's Collected Curios. This guy is freaking amazing. You gotta have him on somehow. He does a comic called Sequential Art. He also does Spider and Scorpion and a bunch of other things.
Okay, Sequential Art I was familiar with.
Yeah, I read Sequential Art.
You do?
I do.
Well, that's a pretty similar character to what I got. Except for he's got way huge eyebrows and they're like almost floating off his head.
And there's squirrel girls in Sequential Art.
Yeah, that's what I was going to complain about. That was what the storyline was going to be about, you know? Every one of these guys could be, you know, the same as him, except for he doesn't get to hang out with cat girls and stuff. Just hang out with regular crazy people. And on more than one occasion, I found that they're living with a cat girl or a penguin, and Sequential Art just kind of puts that together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because the guy in Poison Wind has a penguin with a mohawk, and he's got a cowgirl.
Mm.
And then another guy that was pretty similar, I thought, was the guy from, I don't know if this is the right name, it's a long time ago, I think it's been very dead for a long time, Anime K?
Never heard of it.
No clue.
I don't know if that's the right name, I'd have to look through, like, I think I've got a link to it somewhere, but it's been dead for a long time. It was this really awesome comic. I mean, it was hilarious. Like, this guy was just drawing, and then the cat girl came off the page, and no one ever bothered to ask why, you know. And no one wondered after that.
Well, I like that. I like it when characters that seem out of place... and probably should be out of place, are not treated as out of place at all, and nobody ever comments on why they're there. It's just, oh, that's normal. But why? No, it's just normal.
Well, yeah, it's kind of the Zim thing, you know. Everyone's just kind of too stupid to notice.
To notice that he's green.
Everyone is too self-involved, you know.
Yeah, it's like New York.
It's just a skin condition, like old kids.
That's right.
Oh, jeez.
I love that, like old kid. Jonan Vasquez is probably the closest thing that I will ever come to as a hero in this lifetime. It should say a lot about my brain space. I have Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, like, perpetually by my bed. I've read it 8,000 times. And
yeah,
his Twitter is disturbing. You should. Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, director's cut, pick it up immediately.
Well, I have a friend who, you know, showed me, and they're like, yeah, I'll let you borrow that. I'm like, I don't know, it'd probably get wrecked if I had it. Something. She's like, yeah, it's a collector's edition. I'm like,
yeah,
no.
I finally got one signed at San Diego Comic Con, and where I don't ever touch. But the other one. The other one I lick repeatedly. I read Johnny a lot. What I love is that he writes Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, which is exactly what it says. And somebody at Nickelodeon thought, you know what? We should get this guy to do a kid's show. That'd be awesome.
And then they, like, turned their backs on him for, like, you know, however long. And then they started to look at it again. They're like, oh, my gosh, what are we
doing?
Wait
a minute. What did he say? Yeah.
Which one was it?
Seize that guy and throw him out the airlock.
He does a Invader Zim.
Oh, right.
Jonathan Vasquez, Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, Squee, which is so sad. Oh my, he's disturbed. He's a disturbed individual. His Twitters are hilarious, and yeah, I drool a little sometimes. But.
The screen has lots of kiss marks on it, right?
You know, I'm really more of a licker, which is kind of...
I think it's the best time to move on a little bit right now. Zach,
don't do that. You'll
Zach, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
And again, you can check out Zach's comic, insert comic here, at unamused-comics.com.
Well, thanks for having me on.
No problem. See ya.
Welcome to ADD Theater. I apologize, people.
Criminy. You apologize,
Bell Peppers.
People.
Oh, what? Never mind.
Squirrels! It's been a long weekend. I'm a little off and a little conversational. Mark, talk.
Mark, talk?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you were saying you talk too much, and I haven't shut up since
that
we got
is,
on.
Well, that is true.
Mark should talk.
I don't know. What will we talk about and stuff?
Well, let's look at some of the webcomics that we should be doing some impressions on. I'm sure one of you... At least, maybe both of you read The Artiste Monkey or whatever, however you're supposed to pronounce it.
Yeah. You know, I looked at it. I don't read it regularly because I don't read really anything regularly anymore, but I already gave my impression of this.
Mark, do you read this one?
I come back to it from time to time. I don't read it every day or with every update or anything.
Right.
I like to save them up.
I think it only updates one time a week, I think. I'm not entirely sure. I think we did talk about this one on the award show as well. I do like the art style. It's, I don't know, it's kind of weird. It's colorful and it's not too complex. But definitely the color... coloring is very nice, and it just kind of pops for me. And I do like the situation with the main characters and basically going to college for the first time, wants to go for science, misapplied somehow, got into the arts, and the only reason why she doesn't quit that and go back to a science major is because she's getting like tuition money to go to be an artist. It is like. You know, well, I think some of us definitely would do that, but she's struggling with being an artist, and she's thinking too much about it or in the wrong way, and everyone's just like, oh, just, you know, it's, I don't know if it's kind of like jabbing fun at fine arts in college.
Science is an art. Kind of.
And then there was silence.
Art is a science.
I think art can be a science, yeah.
I've seen some art. There's no science to it, no.
No, and I don't mean look at my comic. I mean...
right. If it updated a little bit more, I mean, it could probably do a lot better than what it does now. We'd probably get a lot more more readers. Just because it's like one of those... the way it's set up, it's so more or less one after another. It's not too distant apart. You know what I'm trying to say? If the scenes in each strip were a little bit more distanced, maybe it'd be better for
variety.
But I think the closer that scenes are per strip, it would benefit more with more frequent updates. If that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it does. Yes, that does make sense.
Yeah. So that's that, and. I guess we like it, but we don't read it that often. Is the answer, but
yeah, I immediately love a number of comics I haven't read in months. So don't judge by me. I just don't read comics anymore.
And you can check that out at the-artiste.net. Yeah, I recently went through my webcomics bookmarks, and I had to put a bunch into my hiatus slash don't read or some other reason why I don't read them anymore folder. And there's like probably close to 200 comics in there with some duplicates. Wow. It's essentially, you will never get out of this again unless they hear about you again. But I'm trying to keep a peers and friends folder so that I can at least, even if I don't read some peers or friends comics, that I can quickly go to them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, right now I have 140 web comics that I'll read throughout the month with variating update schedules. And that's a lot already. So, you know, I have to kind of cut down what I read.
What I love is that you made an announcement about it.
Yeah.
I tweeted like, I am going to have to do this. I apologize. And then you did it.
Well, I feel bad I feel bad for not reading some people's comments.
They wouldn't know. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Oh, it gets brought up and I have to pretend or like I do or whatever. I don't
know. Sure, I read Autumn Lake all the time, every day.
No, I did finally get through all the archives.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Finally get through all that rubbish.
No, it's awesome.
See?
Off the wall. I mean, come on. The Moon one was awesome.
And I love the Moon one.
And until they drain, unless they drain the lake and find no spaceship, I'm saying that happened.
I'm so glad it's up to you.
It is.
See, the thing is that I can turn virtually to Mark and I can say, Mark, I have read the vast majority of your comics. I am waiting until the little, you know, I waited until the bird thing is over. I'm going to go back and read that, but I haven't been keeping up with that.
That's over now.
See? Now I can go back and read it.
Do either of you
endings up today?
Ooh.
Well, let's take a quick break once again.
Because
the time's up, so okay.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com.
Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
Brain is not here.
Well, you just fired off your mouth the whole damn time, and
you know, you give me so much shit. I cannot wait until I have you fucking captive at PenguinCon. I am going
captive
to swim
house show.
We're going to be stuck at a table together.
Oh, that okay.
What did you think I was going to do? Tie you up and throw you in the closet?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to set you up for a joke, but I guess it didn't work.
Oh, no, sorry.
I got my proof copies of the book actually back. I got those Lulu. They actually aren't too bad. They do print a bit dark, and Dungeon Warden was telling me it's because RGB files tend to print dark anyway.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know. It's one of those things, I don't know, from this or that, but
yeah.
Yeah, I reworked some of the pages so they look way better than they do online. But,
well, I mean, which is good. If you're gonna print it up, you can be like, "Look, it's digitally remastered."
Digitally remastered.
Use the buzzwords and sell that puppy.
It's color. Damn, that crap's expensive, man. Black and white's pretty reasonable. But color tends to get a bit pricey.
I tend not to buy things that are in black and white where they are color online. It's like I would never buy a black and white version of what I can find in color online. just because. You know, that's just the way things are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wish there was a cheaper way to do it. I'm thinking Kablam maybe next time for the next big thing I do. Maybe I'll do Kablam.
Yeah.
But the whole thing about buying a whole box full of the things.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, looking, you know, setting up my my contractor for a better way to do books is that you can't get around the minimums if you want any sort of normal price. You know, you go through Lulu and things like that, and yes, you get the books, but you're not going to really make a lot of money off of them because you can only mark something up so much, you know, before people think you're crazy. And it's a lot easier for me to, you know, buy 50 books and yet spend too much damn money on them, knowing that I'm going to make $2 a book and still get them sold, than make 20 cents a book and have them sit in my office.
I got to mention, Evil Republican in the TalkShoe chat says, sorry, black and white photos have more impact. I disagree, Fess. We're not talking about photographs. We're talking about something that already exists in color online, and then if there's a black and white version of it, like a collection, I'm not buying that.
Because it feels like a downgrade.
If I'm going to buy something and it's already in color, I'm going to buy it in color or not going to buy it at all. Now, if it's in black and white and it's in print in black and white and I like it, well, probably. If it's something where it's like outstanding black and white, such as say, like Galaxian, where I've tried coloring that thing. It is so hard. Just because, you know, it's set up like some comics are set up. Bone, the first book of Bone was entirely done as a purely black and white ink comic, and the colorist had to be more creative in its coloring versus the second book of Bone that came out was. Well, the guy had a colorist then, so it was drawn in a bit differently to allow for more areas to have color, et cetera, et cetera.
It was intended for color, yeah.
Yeah. So you know, there's variations, et cetera, et cetera. Is no to Evil Ink. Well, Evil Ink's in color now, so.
Right.
And actually, I started reading it after it went in color. I probably wouldn't read it if it was black and white, but it's just me, though.
Thanks to Ed Kay from Geek Tragedy, does the colors for you.
Yes. By the way, Tanya, you said you might be able to get Brad on?
Absolutely. Actually, he seemed very interested in being on. He's amazingly nice in person and was very, very friendly and very personable. And I'm trying to get everybody kind of pinned down as to what their schedules look like.
Right.
Because the names that I managed to get of people who were willing to come on the show were not tiny names.
No.
And so they're busy people. And so we're going to have to...
You just let me know, even if there's some time, even during the week or something like that, or some flexible time on a Sunday or a Saturday that may work. I'm not sure if Mark is as flexible as I am. But, you know, whatever we can do, we'll try for some flexibility, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So just go ahead and let both of us know, and we'll see if we can get some of these high rollers in here, and we'll make sure we'll have a good show set up for that.
We have to do whatever we possibly can, though, to have all three of us on when Jenny Braden is on.
Right.
One, she's the nicest human being I've ever met. And she's really funny, and she gives great interviews. So we all need to be there for that one. But I was also surprised there were a number of the people I talked to that were like, "Hey, yeah, I know that show." So apparently, people who matter listen to us.
Wow,
that's cool.
Tom Brazelton was the first one. Tom Brazelton from Theater Hopper was like, "Hey, yeah, I listen to that all the time." And
that's very nice.
I didn't pass out or anything.
That we're not, you know, that we got some good listeners out there. And you know, we do appreciate our listeners, and this is not sucking up in any sort of way.
I'll admit it. I'm sucking up.
Mm-hmm. We try our best, and sometimes we have some real stinkers, some shows, and sometimes we have some real goodies. And, We keep a good update schedule, so it's pretty good for. In any case, moving on.
hope they didn't confuse us with that other podcast.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, probably. Now he's all confused.
Have
yeah.
either of you read Jaden and Crusader?
No. I did.
What did you think of it?
I did my homework.
The dog ate my webcomic.
I hate it when that happens. The first thing I noticed about Jaden and Crusader is that it's apparently on hiatus until June. Really? So
they advertised with us like last week. It'd be weird to advertise and then go on hiatus.
It is kind of weird, but you know, if you go back here a couple comics, let me see. The info is in there. They have gone on a hiatus until June 29th, semi hiatus. I don't know what that means. they update like me. Yeah, exactly. They update like me, not very much. Until June 29th. I like the art style. I liked, you know. See, I hate this kind of thing because I like the art. I like the body postures. I think they have good line work, but it's not my deal. I couldn't really get into it.
Oh well. Well, I guess it's, you know, it's no secret that I'm not particularly a fan of slice of life comics, and
yeah,
this kind of seems like a slice of life comic.
It is.
So I mean the art is, well, it's okay. It's consistent at the very least. Backgrounds show up a little bit more often than I ever do them. So gotta give credit for backgrounds.
Yay for scene setting.
Let's see. Mark, have you read it?
Jaden and Crusader?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I'm bad.
Okay. Have you read Big Sandy Gilmore?
No. Let me go there. I have this link right here.
Okay.
Check it out.
Let me go there.
In the meantime.
No puns.
Okay.
A platypus. See, I knew it was a platypus right away.
Yeah.
Some people would think it was a duck, but I noticed it was a platypus.
That beaver tail.
Oh yeah,
does
right there.
Kind of give that away. Unless you're Fess. But yes.
No, I just keep looking at it. It's a green character with an orange bill, so I immediately think drunk duck.
He doesn't look like Mallard, thank God, so.
Well, no.
I hate that duck.
Which duck?
Mallard.
Who's Mallard?
Fillmore.
Mallard Fillmore.
That god awful conservative.
Yeah.
Ranty strip. The Bill O'Reilly of the comics page.
It is, in fact, that is a great way to put it. It is the Bill and Riley of
rat, 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 rat. Oh, I forgot to make a joke.
It does get a little. It does get a little preachy. And you know what? The good thing is that I can say that I believe I would feel the same way if it was, you know, more along my political lines. That's what commentators are for. If I want to hear a big rant about a political opinion, I go to commentators, not to comics. Yeah. But we're not talking about Millard Fillmore.
We're talking about Big Sandy Gilmore.
Fillmore.
So, Mark,
mm-hmm.
Big Sandy Gilmore.
Well, the art style is not really my personal cup of tea, but it's consistent, so that's good.
See,
I really can't get into it personally.
I didn't read it, and I feel like
well, it's just impressions. That's all it is. We're checking it out, doing our first impressions. Something I'm clicking back, and apparently they got the Rescue Rangers in there for some reason.
The original art
looks
a bit like Akewood. At least that's what it reminds me of, a little bit.
Oh, like going strips. Back to the very first.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like the you know, character designs are cute, and yeah, I don't know. I just don't. It's not my deal.
I'm glad he's gone to a better font, though.
Oh.
Good lord, yes. Original
font's ungodly bad. It's like Windows text font or something.
Isn't it just Arial? I think it's just Arial.
No, it's like a, it's like what is it? Diamond or something. It's
Garamond or... It's not. It's not a comic font. Yeah.
Handwritten.
And the original word bubbles were screaming of awful.
Oh yeah.
So I'm glad that those have changed. It's very good. Yes. Thank you for not screaming of awful.
Very consistent. So that's good.
Yeah. Has anyone read Bruce?
I did.
So. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Jeez. See, it's the same thing.
Too much of a talking
head. I'm
going to
say the same thing for every freaking ass comic.
Yeah.
The character designs are cute. They're consistent. I like the style of it. It's not my thing. Like I couldn't really get into.
Maybe we just got like a whole bunch of links of. I don't know. I guess we all could like a slice of life, people talking.
See, but I mean, that's mostly what I read.
This is really.
It's just not my...
This is actually a Rusty Life, but I.
A Rusty Life.
Or do they rename it?
I'm not sure, because when you click on it, it gives you the whole Bruce. And then it's a Rusty Life. So
It must be just a Rusty Life. The guy recommends we start reading at ?P=606 for the actual strip to start reading in 2007 and reading forward.
Okay.
So, because that's the link I get you. So I'm going to go to the last page. Oh, wow. I'm looking at the most recent stuff. The art has definitely improved from what we looked at. A lot smoother looking lines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The artwork is vastly improved over the earlier version of it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
it's kind of like
my first.
Go ahead.
When I saw the Bruce comic, I just went straight to that because that's the link I had.
Right.
Instantly in my brain, I thought, you know what?
Right.
Penny Arcade.
Gabe and Tycho.
Yeah.
I am so sick of seeing copies of Gabe and Tycho, although he's kind of got his own thing going on.
He's got Gabe's hair.
Video games, and it's Gabe and Tycho.
He's got Gabe's hair.
Do they ever talk about video games? For the love of God, I hope not.
You know what? Not that I saw. Oh no! Actually, early on there were a couple little video game things, but it was more relationship based than it was about the games. So, but I don't. I feel crappy just time after time saying I just don't. It's not my thing. I don't know.
The art is way, way better. So, big thumbs up.
Yeah.
Kind of got a little Gabe and Tycho look. So, kind of thumbs down on that one for me, because I don't like Penny Arcade clones. But
well, it's not really that much of a gamer comic as far as I'm clicking through.
That's good.
But it seems
no,
good.
But he's got Gabe hair, which I think is the first thing you notice. You're like, oh, look, Gabe hair.
Whether or not that was intended from the beginning, we may not know. It could be a mere coincidence as well. But it is one hell of a coincidence. but you know, I mean,
it's not a Family Guy in this art. Do you think?
No.
Such a Family Guy?
I don't know. I don't know that I would go Family Guy.
I would say so.
Earlier stuff.
Like, he's got the noodle arms, and I kind of dig noodle arms because it completely eliminates that whole elbow issue that I have. I should have gone to noodle arms way at the beginning. But, I don't know. He solved the left boob problem, the forward-facing boob problem by just kind of ignoring it.
Yeah, I've seen that style too. In any case, I think this is one that you kind of got to grow into, whether or not you can relate or not, as with a lot of comics that are like this. That's at arustylife.com. Have we talked about All Manner of Bad before? It looks like we've mentioned it. Looks familiar.
This is one of the three that I said I believe we have talked about this, because I remember going through the first 10 comics before and thinking I'm kind of done. Again, it's not that it's necessarily bad. It's just I think the writing could use some work. it seems a little, and again, this is the first 10, maybe it got a lot better. But it seems a little like Jay and Silent Bob, if they were both Jay, like there's a lot of, you know, back and forth. And,
are we reading the same comic?
Yes, we are.
I like the artwork.
The zombie thing.
And they're both Jay. Maybe I'm not reading it.
Go back to the very beginning.
No, I'm looking at the most recent. It seems kind of serious looking and everything, you know.
Yeah, go back to the first 10.
No, they're using Comic Press, and once you're in the archives, you can't go to most recent or first at all.
That is true.
Which is Comic Press's fault, but still.
Yeah. It has gotten a little more serious, but I still think the writing needs to be like tightened up a little bit, maybe. But I don't know. Maybe it's just not my thing. God, this is lame. I feel bad. That's my review this entire week. It's not my thing. Every freaking comic you sent me, I'm like, oh, it's cute. It's not. Okay.
I'm seeing a little Charles Adams hiding in here. Little bit. Little bit of the Charles Adams in some of the characters. That's interesting. And I actually, I mean, the artwork is, you know, original. It's got an original style to it. It's very nice. Again, it has that kind of, it's one I would class as that, you know, alternative weekly type comic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the big city alt comics.
Yeah.
It could fit very nicely with that style.
I don't know.
You know.
Well, like I said, I think we have talked about this before, but the art is really cool. Very different and unique as far as most things that I've seen. So that alone can draw some eyes. And that's at allmannerofbad.com. We also could have talked about surfboards and ray guns, but I know we did talk about that a lot during the awards show. But they were on our impressions list. So you basically, I mean, they haven't really updated so much since, so our comments aren't going to really change a whole lot, except that I'll be looking forward to when we actually, you know, get more of the girl and doing stuff again and whatnot. And really seeing how it really develops, because it seems like the stage has been set. Now, action. Even though there already was action, but that still felt like, you know, setting the stage for when you get the meat and potatoes of the story. In any case, so I wanted to mention that so we can get that link back out there again. And, you know, people have sent us emails. People have sent us emails for impressions. I don't really have time or respond to all of them, but I will get to them. And if it's been like 3 months, go ahead and nudge me again. And mention that you're nudging me, so I can make sure I don't miss it somewhere and go look for it again. In any case, we got one milestone that was reported. Again, you can send milestones to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. These are for 100, 200, 300, 500, and then 1,000, and then every 1,000. Because, you know, then it gets redundant after that point. And then, like, each year of active updating, you can let us know. And this week is Cross Overlords. We had most of these guys on before on a show. We're talking about crossovers. And this is the Mind Mistress, Mechanical Girl Lisa, Ant, Indefensible Positions, Lightbringer, and Decian. And recently, Abby of the Green Avenger has entered the fray with the Green Avenger. Has joined the party, basically. It's been their one-year mark for the Cross Overlord. And I forget what the URL for that is because he didn't include it in the link. But we'll get it in the show notes.
Excellent. You know, I actually, since I wasn't here last week, Mikey's Life at mikeyslife.com reached 100 strips. So they got the first big milestone.
Hmm. I thought we covered that.
Did you? I wasn't here. Why would I know? Well, now we covered it twice.
All right. Well, there we go. Mikey's Life is, yeah.
And Tales of the Middle Kingdom is a year old. If that's not on your list.
No, that's not on my list. But all right.
That's at comics. artfulnerd.com. I really like that comic. That's a different comic. It looks like it's all done with ink on watercolor paper and just really, really cool.
Yeah.
So check that one out if you haven't seen it. You might like that one.
The chat room's talking about
girl pirates
and lesbian pirates and
They're talking about, you know, has there been a girl pirate comic? They were mostly porn. It's really a Rule 34 kind of thing. Though Zap right now, I guess there's a girl captain in, you know, pirate captain in the Zap storyline, if that counts. It's not about girl pirates, but there is a girl pirate.
Oh, Wonderella had just a strip recently about Plunderella, a girl pirate villain apparently who stopped being a pirate because of the Somalian pirates with the news recently or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So a pirate theme. Hey, there we go. Plunderella.
Nice.
In any case, let's see who's advertising this week. Oh, you know what? Not too many people are. There are two, one of those, you know, on Project Wonder, we have Project Wonderful ads on the site at webcomicbeacon.com. And every Sunday when we record and broadcast live our episode, we go and look at who's advertising on our site right now on our Project Wonderfuls. And if I happen to notice really large advertising, as in, ooh, wow, they're paying a lot for advertising this week. I'll try to remember that for when our show goes on and mention that as well. But we only got one webcomic that is advertising. The other two are just, you know, those silly web games that they're obviously not really paying attention to where they're advertising. So I'm not going to mention them. But what we have on the tower is Alone in the Crowd is advertising on our tower ad. So thank you very much for your advertising. And you can check out Alone in the Crowd at AIAcrowd.com. And it's not too far into it. And you could probably click back to the beginning, read through it, and hopefully you like it and keep up on it. In any case, yes. What?
How could I advertise on the Webcomic Beacon if I had a webcomic? And so how could I do that?
Well, Mark, since you asked, you can go to our website at webcomicbeacon.com, and on the left-hand panel, you can click on Advertising Opportunities. Here, if you have an art or comic-related website, for $10, you can sponsor a particular episode of the Webcomic Beacon, have three different notices of sponsorship during the show, including at the very beginning, during a break, and at one other point as well. So basically a nice little plug, and you also get, an image link within the post when we post the episode. So you get a physical image link as well, like a regular banner. And so it's like permanent advertising for just $10. And if you're not an art or comic-related site, like one of these game sites that play online through your browser or whatever, it would be $20 because we give the artists a discount because that's what we're really trying to promote here.
Wow, that sounds so incredibly cool, and everybody should take advantage of it, it says here. And that's...
I apologize for spitting in the mic. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh.
I think we're done.
You know, I think right now this right here is the biggest plug for PenguinCon ever. Oh. The three of us will be there at a table together.
A triumvirate of loneliness.
Are you guys costuming at all?
No, I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, I'm dressing up as Fess if that means costuming.
I will for be one there of the days, in a barmaid's anyway. Skirt and a corset. That's how you will recognize me versus Fess and Mark.
That's all I can do. What's that?
That's how they'll differentiate me between you guys. I'll be the one in the barmaid skirt and a corset.
I'll wear my fedora. That's about all I do.
Excellent.
And it's a cheap one, so there you go.
I don't know what I'm wearing yet. I'll just show up naked. There we go. No! Your eyes! Hey, then. In any case, we're out for this. That's it for this week. I'm Fessa. Where am I from? I'm Fessa, PSIWebcomic.com.
This is Tanya of Betaphone.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
That's all for The Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.